Holy exciting, guys. So in today's podcast, I have the chance to interview Alicia Tatum. So Alicia Tatum is an Olympian speaker and performance coach. She's out inspiring groups and individuals to set bold goals and teaching them how to slay those naysayers along the way to achieving them. Totally a girl after my own heart. After 9 years with the Canadian Women's National Basketball Team program and competing for Canada throughout the world, this Toronto native reached her ultimate career goal in 2012, representing Canada in the Olympic Games in London, England. With a career filled with highs and lows, Alicia uses her experience in overcoming adversity on her way to her dream in teaching her audiences and clients Olympic tested principles for success. In 2013, Alicia has transitioned into a speaker and coach to empower young women nationwide to have the courage to achieve their goals regardless of the obstacles that may stand in their way. Alicia has also appeared on a national television, appeared on national television as a sports personality for Rogers Sportsnet. So big, huge welcome to Alicia, and thank you so much for joining us on Fit Chicks Chat.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and in today's podcast, Laura Jackson is not joining me because I have a very special guest here. I have Alicia Tatum with me. Alicia, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being a part of this podcast. I'm super excited to chat with you. I know we just actually connected about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and I totally felt like when we were talking about your book, your upcoming book and everything, and sort of the stuff that we're going to be talking about today a little bit more, but I really felt like when we talked, we just kind of were on the same page with a lot of things. So I'm really excited to like share that information with outside people as well. So thank you again for being on this.
No problem.
So before we get started with some questions that I have about your book and about you, why don't you go ahead and let our listeners know a little bit more about you and sort of yourself and sort of your journey, because for everyone listening, Alicia is actually an Olympian. So huge, huge accomplishment. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about that. And I'm sure they would as well, just about you and about sort of that process and what you've got going on now.
Absolutely. So I've been an athlete for quite a long time. I was a pretty active kid when I was growing up. And so I danced was one of my first sort of activities that I did. I was a dancer, and then I ran track and played volleyball all throughout my younger years in school. And it wasn't until I got to grade 8 is when I really started to take basketball seriously.
Yeah.
Around the age of 14, I was invited to a senior women's national team training camp.
That's crazy. And,
yeah, it was a really huge deal for me, especially as a young kid. But I just I didn't really have very much confidence in myself at that time. I was just playing. I loved the sport. I was very athletic. And so specific things came natural to me, but I still had a lot to work on with regards to the sport. So when they called me, I thought, wow, this is so amazing. It's a great opportunity, a little bit intimidating, but I'm going to go and see what this is all about. And at that time, yes, it was a little bit frightening. I was around women that were like, some of them twice my age, and I'm so experienced, and it was a little bit intimidating, but I embraced that opportunity, and I embraced it, and it's an opportunity for me to learn.
And that's amazing.
One thing that really stuck with me from that training camp, I didn't make the team that summer, but one thing that really stuck with me was this really like burning desire to become an Olympian. I saw the woman there and the pride that they had wearing Canada across their chest. And up to that time, I didn't even know that you can play professionally and make money doing this. And they were doing things that I didn't even know were kind of out there in a sense. So looking up to them and seeing those kind of things really struck a chord within me. So I left there with this burning desire to become an Olympian, and I dropped every other sport that I was doing at that point and just really focused in on basketball. And that led me to my first sort of like major goal in my life, and that was to become an Olympian. And so I completely went full force ahead. And of course, there were some crazy ups and downs. I tore my ACL. I sat on the bench when I first got off to have a scholarship over in the States. And that was a humbling experience for me. And I fought through a lot of up and downs, both mentally, emotionally, and physically, that I just thought that, you know, it was something that I loved. It was something I was passionate about, and I just continued to work at it. And I continued to find ways to overcome some of those obstacles. And it was 2012. Actually, in 2011, we went to the Olympic qualifiers as a team, and it was amazing. I was playing with 12 girls that just had so much passion and desire to become Olympians as well. There was only one other woman on our team that had went to the 2000 Olympics. Mm-hmm. And this was kind of her last go around. But the rest of us were kind of like, oh my God, I want to become an Olympian. And Canada had not gotten there in the past 12 years. And so there were so many things that were kind of working against us. And we pulled out of that tournament, not qualifying for the Olympics, but having getting into a place where we can at least get to that last chance qualifiers in 2012. And mm-hmm. that's right before the Olympics. And so, yeah, the third and fourth place teams from all the other regions came together in this one last chance tournament to get the last few spots in the Olympics in 2012. And then, yeah, we went there and we got into a game against Serbia, I believe, mm-hmm. at that time. And we had lost that game. That was an opportunity. We're like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like, we've got this game. We're gonna win. And we didn't win. We did not pull out the win that we thought that we were gonna do. And so we had one last chance. There was one final spot. We played against a really good Japanese team that we had played throughout the summer already, and we knew some of their tendencies. We knew that we were ready for it. And it was so cool because it was on Canada Day, and we pulled out a win that day, and it was just sort of like a dream come true for all of us. Especially for me, cool. I got to do it. Yeah, I got to do it with my sister alongside of me. So we both kind of accomplished our dreams in the same time in totally two different ways. But yeah, that was just a really huge, big moment for me in my career, because it's what I worked my whole career for. And yeah, in 2012, we got to walk in the opening ceremonies of the Lightning Games. And yeah, my dreams just kind of was just laid out in front of me. And it was really, really a proud moment to be a Canadian.
Wow, that must have been like, I can't even like begin to imagine how overwhelming that those feelings must be during that moment, during that time when you're actually like walking in the opening ceremonies and you're like, this is real. Like, this is actually my reality. This is what's happening. This is the present moment. Like, how do you even like function almost? Cause it's probably just like, you know what I mean? Cause it's probably just like so many thoughts and feelings and like everything that you go through to get to that point. Cause that's not an easy road. Like, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's like how many people actually even make it to that kind of level of, like as an athlete, you know, so to get to that point, it must've been like, it's such a huge road ahead to actually make it there and to walk. Like I honestly can't even imagine. Like, I can't even begin to imagine.
Yeah, I know. It was such a surreal moment for me. Everybody always asks me what was my favorite part of the Olympics. I was like, really? It was, first of all, the journey to get there was like pretty amazing, but it was the opening ceremonies for me. Like,
yeah,
we came together as a country. And what was really cool also was that there was only two team sports representing Canada that summer. And it was women's basketball and women's soccer. So it was two women's teams, which is really, really cool. But it was just a surreal moment, the opening ceremonies for me, because we got to walk together as a country. We got to stand in all of our Canada gear with our nation's flag in our hand, and to walk into that stadium, like, the anticipation kind of built up when you were under the tunnel waiting for your country to be called. But once you kind of walked out and the lights, the cameras, all of the action going on around you, it was like you see it on TV, because my family was a huge, we watched the Olympics all the time. Like, we were huge sports fans. We loved watching the Olympics. That was like a family thing for us. So to actually be a part of it now, and with my sister to kind of top it all off, like, that was, it was such a cool moment to just understand and to know that, like, this is an elite group of people that get to do this. Like, not everybody, people work their whole careers for something like this and don't even get there.
Of course.
To know that you're a part of something like that, and you didn't give up when you wanted to, when times kind of got hard and you were like, oh, kind of questioning yourself sometimes, or, you know, having to get through some of these obstacles and you're wondering, like, why are you doing this? Where is this going? You know, like, there's so many emotions that come along with the journey, but what's really cool is all the things that you learn and the things that you experience kind of help you to be shaped into this individual that can experience something like this, and they can experience things far beyond the Olympics. The Olympics were, yes, it was a game, and it was a tournament, yet another tournament sort of in my career, but it was also a pivotal moment for me in my life, and in knowing that I can pretty much do anything that I put my mind to. And it really set the tone for the rest of my life moving forward. And that I'm truly thankful for.
I love that. I totally love that. And I think it's absolutely true. It's like, you can take, you know, some people, they can take the experience for just what it is, but other people can really look at it from an experience perspective and see what else it can, like, feed into for the rest of your life, and sort of how it can show you the deeper, like, there's always, like, sort of deeper levels of things, right?
Absolutely.
So speaking of that, I mean, so now, you and your sister and, both of you together, like, I mean, you went through this whole process, your whole journey together. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
Like, you guys have been, like, you're like two peas, one pod.
Yeah.
I like that. No, and that's great. And so now the two of you have been working on this book. And so you have this book coming out called The Audacity to Dream. And I know that in it, you actually say that you want to help people recognize the champion within themselves. And that's a really powerful statement. So how would you suggest somebody go about that? Like, what is that process of finding that inner champion in your mind? And I know that this is in the book, and it's not an easy answer, but if you had to kind of give, like, a very sort of quick Coles Notes version idea of what that kind of statement means, what does that mean to you?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've come together and we decided to write this book, and it's called The Audacity to Dream, a playbook on how to dream big, love hard, and make every day an adventure. Mm-hmm. And for us, we're really telling our stories, and we'll talk about it in the book, but we talk about kind of where we began, like where we sort of started as young girls that had different issues going on. You know, for me specifically, I had low self-esteem and just sort of this body image thing. And I really, getting into sports was something that really allowed me to have a little bit more confidence in myself. And it gave me that platform to really see myself in a different light. And so that's where I really gained my confidence. So basketball and sports really done that for me. But we also go through this point in our life where we really start to see and find, like, this greatness within ourselves. And I think that's something that every single person can do. Mm-hmm. And there is truly a champion within you, but it really is all about your perspective on life. And we'll talk a lot about that in the book. But I feel like it's just, it really comes down to two simple steps, and that's in knowing who you are and believing in who you are. And I have a program. We both have a program that we're going to be starting within the Peel District School Boards. And the first workshop that we're going to be doing with the girls is knowing who you are. So finding out who you are as a person. And I think that's so, so important. And sometimes, especially in the world that we live in right now with social media and all these different things that are going on around us, we often try to be something else. We don't really, we kind of lose ourselves within trying to be something else by comparing ourselves to others or wanting to live up to other people's expectations. But I really want to get it back to the core of like really knowing who you are. And there's a saying that says you are you and that is your power, you know?
Yeah.
And I really want young girls to really find that within themselves and understand that they were made exactly how they were for a specific purpose, and your uniqueness and who you are is where your power lies. So really finding who you are first and trying to figure out who you are, what are your passions, what are the things that you believe in, and all those kind of things. Those kind of things really shape and mold your brand, you as yourself. And so that's first where I feel like people should start with, is knowing who you are and not trying to compare yourself to others or trying to be something you're not. Mm-hmm. Really living in your true power, which is you. And then that second piece to it is really believing in who you are. So believe the sort of the person that you are. Like, be authentic to who you are, but really believe in yourself. I don't think that we were just placed on this earth for nothing. I believe we're all truly here for a purpose. Mm-hmm. And finding out what your passion and your purpose is and believing in that moving forward is really going to be like where you find your true success and your happiness. So that's really where I find that you find your greatness and that true champion within yourself.
I love that. And I mean, you touched on the next thing that I really wanted to talk about too, which is the whole idea of social media, because I do think, and I know that a lot of your focus is going to be like mentoring young girls, but all of this applies, I think, to everyone. So anyone who is listening, I know with your focus and your sister's focus, you are going to be working with the school boards, which I think is phenomenal, because starting to interact with young people when they're at that very influential state is extremely important, because that's when, you know, they are starting to shift and change and kind of create that, those habits. But even, you know, for anyone listening, I think, you know, when we talk about social media and we talk about the influences, like, I mean, in today's day and age, like, it's really sad, in my opinion, how much social media is now influencing our daily life. Like, there are so many people out there that are depressed, and they're feeling depressed based on outside influences. It's because they're being inundated so much by like the whole idea of like FOMO, like the fear of missing out, right? Or like they don't get enough attention, they're not getting enough likes, or they're judging themselves based on all of this outside influence as opposed to looking within. And you know, I think, you know, one of the things that we always say at FitChix is don't compare yourself to someone else's highlight reel, because on social media, that's what it is. It's a highlight reel. It's like, this is like, no one's posting their like, oh, super boring day today. Just, you know, hung out in bed and then just did some meal prep that didn't go so well. And like, no one's posting that stuff, right? Like, I didn't post the picture of like the food I made last night that everything was terrible. Like everything went in the garbage because I burned everything. I was not on my game. That's not going up on social media. It's like the stuff is always the highlight stuff. So if we're constantly being inundated by it and constantly looking at it, we're obviously going to be influenced by that, thinking like, oh my gosh, they have such a beautiful life and it's so perfect and everything's picturesque and what's wrong with me? And I think that that's what's starting to happen. And so like, I mean, I know for me personally, I try to kind of stay away from social media. I don't really personally like it because of that. I just feel like it's too much. But so for someone who maybe enjoys it because they feel like it's a good way to connect and things like that, how would you suggest for someone to kind of overcome that feeling of like, you know, the FOMO or like the idea of like the comparison game over and over again?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's like there's so many things that are happening on social media that that I think it's partly we do need to educate the young people around us. You know, we know this. We know that everybody is posting their highlight reel, and I think that's great that you guys have that sort of motto within your company, within FitChix. But it's something where we do have to educate them, and I think it's something okay, for example, for the first three workshops we start with is getting to know yourself, your personal branding, and social media 101. Mm-hmm. And all of those really are about like getting to know yourself, but also showing people who you are authentically too. And so we are going to go through a place where we're looking at our social media accounts, and we are looking at the ideal accounts that we probably either want to follow or that we want to portray. Mm-hmm. You know, we start off with who are we? What do we want to be known as? Who are we as people? And does our social media or our brand or how we act, how we treat people, all those kind of things reflect those things that we value?
Yeah.
And I think that those things, the education on that is really important for young people, because we do get so inundated with all those things that we see online, but it's also from our peers as well. There's so much pressure to be something that you are not, you know, and this pressure to be this sort of facade, to put up this facade of somebody because you want to get liked and because you want to do all these things. But I think really finding and knowing who you are at your core it's going to be really important. I find that sometimes we look at things or we do things because we don't really know who we are. You know, and so I think getting to that core place first can then open up the possibility for us to do some things, that are really true to ourselves. And so, I think that it's the education piece. And I think it's important to continuously educate those that we are either coaching or mentoring or empowering, really continuously letting them know that you are you, and that's your power. So really just showing people who you are in an authentic way, and how you treat people and the way that you, the things that you post on online, all those kind of things, they're permanent. And that sometimes, and this day and age, the way that people get to know you. Mm-hmm. I don't think that sometimes when people do either post things on the internet, especially some of the young people, they don't really realize that those things are there and they can be permanent. And this can affect the rest of your life moving forward. And sometimes the young people that we do know, they're not looking that far ahead. They're not thinking, what are the consequences from doing this specific thing? I think sometimes, you know, you see people as popular as maybe the Kardashians or something like that are flaunting certain things, maybe that a lot of the young girls probably want to try to do because they feel like that's cool. But we have to understand that we are not those people. We are who we are. And I think it's really just the education part and really diving into letting them know who they are and what it is that they want to do moving forward, and is this going to help them moving forward?
Yeah, no, I think that's so true. And you know, just to add to that, I think one of the other things that we always voice, especially with our fitness and nutrition expert programs, so like when we're doing our certifications, we have a lot of our students that will say to us, you know, like, oh my gosh, like you can put this together so quickly and it takes me like 6 hours to do what would take you 20 minutes. And I'm like, yeah, but don't compare yourself to someone else's. Like, I've been doing this for X amount of time and you've been doing this for 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Like don't compare your beginning to someone else's middle or end. Like you really have to just own where you are at in your journey and really own you. And I think I really like what you said too about just, you know, kind of matching, you want to match what you're putting out there to what you really value too.
Yeah.
I think that's a really powerful thing.
And you are like, I always have to remind myself and remind those that I'm mentoring that everybody has their own journey. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand that just because, you know, somebody that, for example, somebody that maybe say you want to start a fitness company and somebody that you look up to within the fitness industry is doing something and they're so successful at this and they're doing this, but you're just starting out. Yeah, you cannot look to somebody that has been doing this for many, many years, but take bits and pieces of what they do as inspiration, but understand that you are on your own path and your own journey. And that's the thing that you have to follow. And I think that's super important to always sometimes remind yourself as well. I mean, I have to remind myself all the time because I, you know, after, transitioning from being an athlete and now finding myself in this world of self-development and mm-hmm. writing a book and doing all these kind of things, I'm now rebranding and reinventing my own self. And so, you know, there are people that I look up to within those areas, but I take a little bit from what I see and I'm like, okay, that's something I may be able to implement here and there, but I don't look at it as a way to like look down on myself. It's like, wow, if anything, look at that as some inspiration. You know, there's mm-hmm. There's that place where you are and there's that place there you want to be. And really your life is, and your journey is really trying to close that gap from where you are to where you really want to be. And don't rush that process. You know, there's a process in there, but don't rush that process. It's almost like I'm in Brampton and I'm on my way to Oakville and I'm driving and I'm in Oakville and it's almost like I'm so mad that I'm in Oakville or no, that I'm in Mississauga and I'm not in Oakville yet. So I'm going to turn back around, you know, and like just kind of, or just maybe stop right there because I'm not in Oakville yet. It's like, there's a journey, there's a process. Enjoy every part of that journey because you know that what's ahead of you is there and it is going to be there as long as you continuously have the belief that it's going to be there. But don't ever compare yourself to other people along mm-hmm. that way. And that's one of the things that can really deter us from getting to our ultimate goal or our vision and whatever it is that we want to do in life is that comparison trap that we put ourselves in, you know?
Definitely. Did you find when you were an athlete and training, when you were in that process of training for the Olympics and going through that whole process, did you find that there were times where you were comparing yourself to maybe even your other teammates? Like, were you away from that? Like, were you able to sort of elevate past that at that point? Or did you find that you were still struggling with that process during that time? Because that's probably like the most physical demanding time of your life, right?
Yeah. And at the beginning of it all, I kind of did. I wanted, and especially the people that are on your team that are playing your position.
Yeah.
That can sometimes get you into that trap of, okay, this person's playing more minutes than me. What is she doing that I'm not doing? What do I need to, you know, I need to be exactly the way she is. But what's really cool about a team is that not everybody's the same. Everybody brings something different to the table. Mm-hmm. And just because this person is doing these things or they're extremely great at this thing and you're great at this thing, it doesn't mean that you have to be great at this and this and this and this. Like, understand what your strength is and what you're great at. Do that a million times over and really, really narrow in and focus on those things while working on some of the other areas around it. But understand who you are and what you bring to the table and bring that every single day. There are times I know, especially in basketball, there's this thing where it's like you have this person that's great at this piece and you can call them on to if you need a wide open shot to be hit in the corner because that is their thing, you know, you can sub them in to do that. You also have this person that can play such great defense, so you're down a few, but you need this person to come in. Understand that you have your own strength and there's going to be value in that. And mm-hmm. there's always going to be value in the things that you can do. And so just really focus on that and don't focus on what other people are doing. I was able to overcome that, understanding that I come with my strengths and my capabilities and my abilities, and I'm not going to be everything to everybody. I'm going to be great at who I am. And so I had to make that switch later on in my career where I was really competing against myself every day, not competing against my teammate, not competing against the other person that was across from me on defense or on offense, mm-hmm. but really competing against myself. And once you really take that into account, I think that you can accomplish anything and you can be the best person that you can be. Because once we start comparing ourselves with others and trying to be something we're not, that brings me back to our first question, is trying to be something that you're not, you get lost in that. Mm-hmm. You're no longer who you are. And then that's where you start to not believe in yourself. It's like, it sucks for those that try to be something that they're not. It's like, can you imagine going home every day and looking at yourself in the mirror and figuring out like, who are you? You know, I really want to stress to people that you've got to stay true to who you are. That's what really That's just really going to make you happy and really going to allow you to grow as an individual and be the best possible you that you can be.
For sure. And I mean, disclaimer, like when it comes to what you're talking about, like this is, that's like a lot of work, like to figure out who you really are is, it's not often that we all just like, you know, wake up and you just kind of know that. That's like some deep work. Like that's some like stuff you got to kind of dive deep and be ready for it. But I encourage you, and I'm sure you do as well, because that's exactly what your book is about and what you talk about is like, I encourage everyone to kind of take that step back and really take the time for themselves to kind of figure that process out and figure out that path to who they are, because it does, it changes your outlook. It changes your process in life. And it sort of, it gives you, it's almost like, it gives you a bit more freedom in life, because now that you know who you are, you're kind of able to just kind of maneuver through life as opposed to constantly being trying to like, you know, figure out that process over and over and over again, or reinvent the wheel over and over again, because you kind of, you're like, okay, no, I'm good. I know who I am and this is what I'm great at. And here's where I want to, you know, what I want to achieve. And, you know, and this can apply for people, like whether it's, you know, fitness related or work related or just life in general. It's like, once you kind of figure out the bigger piece of who you are and what you want, then it's just a matter of like going through that process of like, you know, becoming an expert in all of those areas, even more so, and like really honing in on your skills a bit more.
Absolutely.
And now, so wrapping up for today, I'd love for you to be able to give our listeners your top three tips, basically on, you know, if they have big dreams, but a lot of uncertainty, because I think that's another thing that I get a lot of questions about. Like people are like, but I have all these goals. I have these aspirations. I have these things. I want to be an Olympian. I want to do these things, but I don't believe in myself. I have this uncertainty. What would be your top three tips for people to like actionable, like do these three things? And it's not going to be like, you know, that's so cut and dry, but you know what I mean? Like your top three sort of like things that they can do today that would make them at least one step closer to either achieving their goals or at the very least going into that introspective state where they can kind of get rid of a little bit of the uncertainty.
Absolutely. That's a good question. So to really make it easy for everybody and to I just want to probably wrap everything all up into one is I think the biggest three things I can say is to, it sounds very simple, but set a goal, have a plan, and never give up. And I think those are the three main things. And it's simple. It sounds so simple, but yeah, there are some really key things that you have in there that you have to really focus and exercise some discipline on. I think after knowing who you are, believing in who you are, and really doing all that mindset work, it's really now an opportunity for you to find your passion and set a goal for yourself. And once you set that goal, you have that sort of a vision in front of you, but now you've got to really set a plan. So I talked about, you know, that closing that gap between where you are now to where you really want to be. That's creating the plan within that gap. You know, you have to set a plan, and it has to be a plan where you can take actionable steps within that plan. So you have this vision, but knowing where you want to go is the first part, but then figuring out how you're going to get there is that second piece. And one tiny little off note in that is that even though you set a plan, make sure that you're adaptable in that plan and that you're pretty flexible in that plan, because there are going to be some detours and some things along the way that you're going to have to, you know, your plan is going to need to change, and you have to be adaptable to change. For me, when I was going to the Olympics and when I said that this is what I was going to do, I never thought that I was going to end up having knee surgery and breaking a bone in my knee and doing all these things. That wasn't in my plan, obviously, you know? So I had to sort of maneuver and I had to adapt to that change in order to continue on my journey. So just like when you're driving, you get into a road and there's some, all of a sudden there's construction there. So they show you a different route. They detour you. Siri tells you, hey, that we're rerouting you, you know? So you have to be adaptable Siri. Within that time. I know. So you've got to be able to be adaptable within that time. And then that last piece is just to never give up. I talked about again in that road trip that we were going on, you know, when you're in Brampton, you want to get to Oakville, you get into Mississauga, you're not going to turn back around to Brampton getting so frustrated that you're not in Oakville yet. You're going to figure out a way to get there. You're going to enjoy the journey, you know, enjoy the journey on the way. Take a look at the scenery around, you know, there are going to be some tough times along the way, but understanding that all of those tough times, I promise if you get through them, you're going to see so much growth and you're going to see it in such a different light once you're out of it. But you've got to find the positive things within that time in order for you to get through it. So never giving up and continuously believing in yourself along the way, I think is going to be really important.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Alicia. Now, why don't you tell our listeners how they can connect with you or learn more about your book that you have coming out?
Absolutely. I would suggest that you do follow me on social media.
Yeah.
We are still putting pieces of the book together and still doing research and all that kind of stuff. So we don't have as much things out yet. We haven't started doing our full marketing campaign. So I would say follow me on social media. If you ever have anything that you want to ask or anything like that, we're really open. Just send me a direct message and we can chat. There are going to be so many cool things that we're going to be launching this summer and going into the fall that we do not want you to miss out on. So definitely follow me on social media @A_Tatum. And that from there, you guys will get an opportunity to kind of follow along on the journey and won't miss out on an opportunity for you to see some of the things that we're going to roll out in our mentorship programs and our book coming out and some of the cool things that we have kind of rolling out. So,
for sure. And I think just for everyone listening, when the book does go live, Alicia and I are going to chat again. So we will make sure that you know when it is out so that you can make sure to check it out.
Absolutely.
And also for anyone who has been listening and who is thinking, you know, I have bigger things that I want. I have bigger goals. I have ideas and I have dreams and I just don't know how to get there. Especially if it's in the sort of fitness, nutrition sort of industry, if you're thinking about, you know, you want to dive deep and you want a bit of a career change or a different path, make sure to check out fitchicksacademy.com. We have a lot of different courses on there that will help you get certified and help you make those career changes. And we will guide you along the way. We're very hands-on with all of our students and we'd love to help you through that process and that journey. So check it out, fitchicksacademy.com. And so thank you again so much, Alicia, for your time today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will chat with you all soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.